Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 99 for Wednesday, October 12th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were higher Wednesday morning in sympathy with soy oil. Canola was anywhere from $1 to $2.50 higher, with the November contract checking in at $476.40 a ton. That's up $2.40. The January contract was $483.80 a ton. That's up $2.40. Malaysian palm oil, European rapeseed futures, and U.S. soybeans were all stronger on the charts, and that contributed to canola. The Canadian dollar was slightly weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola more desirable to domestic crushers and foreign buyers. Traders are showing some caution ahead of today's USDA World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates. Snow and rain across parts of Western Canada has been supportive for prices. However, there are some ideas today's USDA report will confirm a massive U.S. soybean crop is on the way, and that was bearish for canola. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were 3 to 4 cents higher. The most active November contract was at $9.58 a bushel. Many analysts expect today's report to show that an even bigger soybean crop is on the way in the U.S. Speculators continue to hold a large net long position. It's tough to know just exactly how the market will react when the numbers come out, but most people are bracing for volatility. On the international scene, soybean planting in Brazil is about 10% complete. Corn was chopping around unchanged, with the December contract sitting at $3.46 per bushel. The corn market is actually threatening to break out given the right set of circumstances surrounding today's report. 93% of the corn crop has reached maturity in the U.S. That's ahead of the five-year average of 88%. Just over a third of the U.S. crop has now been harvested. U.S. wheat was 1 to 3 cents lower, with the December contract coming in at $4.04 a bushel. Most analysts expect the USDA to raise its estimate for U.S. ending stocks. That will only add to the large supply of wheat on the world market. About 60% of the U.S. winter wheat crop has now been planted, and a third of that has already begun to emerge. Speculators are holding a very large position in the market indeed. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, October 12th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.